Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into another edition of the Pro Football Chase podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you, and I'm honored to have Washington running back Dylan Johnson on the line, coming off a fantastic season, a run to the national title, and now he's preparing for the upcoming NFL draft. So, Dylan, thanks again for joining the podcast, man. How are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing great, man. It's been awesome, man. I appreciate you for inviting me on here.
Yeah, man, I've been looking forward to this interview for quite a while because I know the type of quality you are as a person, as a football player on and off the field. And so, Dylan, let's get right into it, man. I mean, you transferred from Mississippi State. You played for Mike Leach. You produced there as well, averaged 5 yards per carry, both as a runner, as a catcher. And then you decided to transfer to Washington, and you just go crazy. 1,195 rush yards, 16 touchdowns, also adding in 24 receptions, 190 receiving yards, a fantastic performer all season long, and it culminated into a fantastic season for Washington. Tell me a little bit about your experience playing this past season, making it to the national title game.
Man, once in a lifetime opportunity, man. It was absolutely awesome, man. Special moment for every guy in the locker room. And, you know, I was blessed to be a part of those guys' journey. So it's definitely a season I'll never forget for sure.
So, Dylan, as a running back, I talked about it. You're a powerful runner. You can also catch out of the backfield. You're also a very good pass block protector out of the backfield. So what makes your skill set stand out from other running back prospects this year?
Oh, man. I think we have a really good group in terms of running backs. You know, you got all types of quality of guys from top to bottom. And, you know, of course, I've been hearing a lot of people say this is a weaker class. But, you know, we're going to show them that, you know, our class is tough. But in terms, I feel like I'm a really good, you know, I think my pass protection is, you know, top tier in the class. I think I take a lot of pride in that. And the guy that makes the most money on the team is sitting right beside you. So I think that's kind of the thing that stands out the most for me in terms of, like, separating myself in the class. I think my pass blocking for sure does.
So, Dylan, I know that you come from a very small town in Mississippi, and that's where it all started for you and Trey Benson, a fellow NFL draft prospect out of Florida State. You all grew up together, played together. So that humble beginning for you, Dylan, how has that shaped and molded your football journey?
Oh, man. It definitely made us to the men we are today. I mean, graduated with only 20 people in our class. Having only 28 people on our football team, you know, so it was crazy, man. A lot of people didn't really think that me and Trey were going to be able to translate on the next level because we went to such a small school and plus it was a private school. So not a lot of people thought we would translate to the next level, but you know, we did, and we showed everybody that's back home that whatever you can do anything you put your mind to. You just got to stick with it, work with it, and, you know, perform. So, you know, we definitely done that, and we showed the people back home that, you know, if anything can happen.
And a quick plug really quick for all those who are listening to the podcast, Dylan Johnson, running back for Washington. You can find him on Twitter at Dill_7K, and you can find him on Instagram at Dill_2E. So for all those of you who are interested and curious about checking him out on social media, those are his tags. But Dylan, right back into the interview, what stands out about your character, your work ethic, and your preparation during the week?
Oh, man, I say this was the first year that I took film study, you know, seriously. I didn't realize how much it helps you on the field just knowing tendencies of, you know, corners, safeties, linebackers, just knowing what they like to do, what pass rush moves they like to do, or when they are about to blitz, what do they usually do? We have this thing called stab, and Coach Marks did a really good job of, you know, putting that and preaching that to us. Is stab is basically stance, technique, alignment, and body language. And so that really just tells us, you know, those are the four things that we look at in a player to tell us, like, what they're going to do and stuff like that. So it was phenomenal, bro. I was blessed to be in a system that, you know, provided so many different things in terms for the NFL. So, you know, it was awesome.
Walk me through the magical run to the national title, Dylan. I mean, getting to the college football semifinal against Texas and then winning that game and then going to the national title to play Michigan, that is the peak of college football. It's special, the fans, the ambience. What did you take away from that?
Man, shoot. I don't even know, man. It was so unreal, man, that it kind of felt fake. Like, it felt like I was in a dream, because, you know, as a young kid, you know, you always dream of being in those big moments, those big time games. And for me, it's like a dream come true for me. Like, so it was, man, it's hard to describe it, man. It's hard to put it into words of, you know, how special of a moment it was, not just only for me, but for everybody in that locker room and everybody on the staff, man. And we hate that we didn't get the job done, but man, it was freaking awesome, man. It was awesome, man. I wouldn't trade that season for the world.
Kalen DeBoer, I know that he's under attack right now from a lot of Washington fans because he went to Alabama, but you've talked very highly about how he's helped you develop as a player along with the rest of your program, turning it around since he arrived there. What can you say about DeBoer and the impact he had on you this past season?
Oh, man. You know, he really gave me the keys to the offense. You know, of course, it goes through Mike and everything, but, you know, he made sure that, you know, I was good not only on the field but off the field, man. He cares about his players so much, man, and I know he's under a lot of scrutiny and stuff right now, but I think our fans are just mad at him right now because of, you know, how successful he was at Washington. And, you know, just looking back at the team, the same exact team besides Michael Penix was 4-8 2 years ago. And he came in towards a program that was, you know, that was down at the time. And he brought them back up to relevance. You know, he brought him back up to 11-2. And that's an insane turnaround. You know, like, it would have been crazy to even go 8-4, you know, but to go from 4-8 to 11-2 with really literally the same exact roster, it's, you know, I mean, that just tells you all you need to know right there. So just an awesome guy, awesome father figure, man. And he goes out his way for all of us. So I hate all the scrutiny that's being talked about him right now, but he's an awesome guy, man. I appreciate everything he did for me and for my career, and, you know, I would never change. I wouldn't change a thing about him.
And look at that program now. I mean, it's going to produce a draft class headlined by you, Michael Penix, Braylon Trice, who will be on the podcast next week. You got Romo Dunze. So, all those guys, man, you've talked about how tight you are with them. What does it mean to you to be moving on to the next level with them?
Dude, oh, man, it's freaking awesome, bro. Like, literally freaking awesome. You know, because we talked about this so much, you know, just being in the locker room with, you know, it's at least 12 guys that are 12 to 13 guys that are going to the league and, you know, are going to be a big part of a team. You know, we dreamed of this. We worked so hard for it, and for it to actually be coming true is, you know, a blessing. So I love those guys, man. And hopefully one day, you know, after draft day, I'll be playing with one of those guys. So it's going to be awesome, man. And I'm excited and can't wait to see how this roller coaster goes.
And what does it mean to you for your family? I know you're a big family guy. What type of impact have they had on your life? I know that you're also a father, you have a son. What is the significance of family for you?
Oh, man. Family over everything. I have that. That's a tattoo that I've had that I have on my forearm, because it's literally family over anything. Like my mom and dad have been there since day one, supported me, made sure I was good. Even when we were going through hard times, they made sure that.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You know, I was always good. So, man, it's just a blessing to be in a position to bless them, because they were such a big blessing to me. So having awesome teachers, they helped you, boy, with math. Because, boy, I hated math. But they...
Same here, man. Math was not my strong suit.
At all, man. At all. So, man, I was blessed to have teachers to help a brother out with math throughout my career. And, you know, in college, in high school, you know, it was freaking awesome, bro. Just the love and support that I had back home is just, it's crazy, man. My brothers being behind me, making sure that I was always good, staying out the way, doing the right things. And, you know, look where I'm at now. I put myself in a position to better not only myself, but my family. So I'm grateful for that, man. And, you know, I was blessed to have a son, Dylan Johnson Jr., man, my dog, my rock, my heart, you know, means the world to me, man. And you don't really, I tell people all the time, you really don't understand love till you have your own child. So it's different. It's definitely, it's absolutely different. It makes you grind harder, makes you think wiser of the decisions you make. So I was definitely blessed to have him in my life. So. Yeah.
That's quite a blessing for you, Dylan, and it makes me happy to hear that, brother. And you've had quite a illustrious, lengthy college career. You've refined your skills. How do you feel like you've evolved as a running back throughout these several years? And what makes you believe that your best football is out in front of you?
Man, just looking back at myself as a freshman, you know, not really knowing the game of football for real, and just being able to understand now that the game of football is more mental. It's more mental than physical. You know, you can have all the physical tools, but if you're not mentally strong, you know, you're not going to be able to perform at a high level. So just being able to look back at myself, at even the way I played, it's just now that I'm, like, looking at myself then and then now, just looking at the way I played, it was just totally different. So just all of those things. And, you know, even this year, you know, I was battling a lot of injuries, but I know a healthy me is a different me. I've told people a lot of times that when I'm healthy, I'm different. So, you know, over time, over my career in the NFL, staying healthy is going to be a big part of me being successful. So, you know, that's going to always be my biggest pet peeve for myself.
Dylan, we've talked about this already, but, you know, in the NFL, there's all kinds of offenses, all kinds of offensive coordinators, different schemes, more run heavy, more zone. Some are more pass heavy. But for you, being a guy that has come from that Leach system at Mississippi State and then now at Washington under Kalen DeBoer, what makes you feel confident that you can thrive in any offensive system?
After I went through that offense at Washington, I'm very confident that I'll be fine in the NFL in terms of understanding the NFL playbook, because in Washington, it's just, man, we had so many, like I said before, man, we had, like, I'm talking about plays were literally a sentence and a half long. So I was kind of, at first, when I first got there, I was kind of struggling in that term, because I never had a play over two words, much less a sentence and a half. So it was definitely a transition for me. But once I settled in and really honed into learning the playbook and taking the time out of my day and sitting down, writing it all down and writing it out, I learned it. So I was blessed, man, and, you know, to be able to play at Washington and under Coach Grubb and Kalen DeBoer and my coach, Coach Marks, man, to coach me up and stuff like that, when, especially in taking the time out of his day to always make sure that, you know, I knew what was going on. I was on top of my game. I was on top of film, study. So it was definitely a blessing.
Well, Dylan, we know that you're a producer on the field, but what do you bring off of it? What are you like as a teammate, and what makes you different in that you're going to be right by your teammates every step of the way?
Oh, man. I'm a guy that's going to always be there for my teammates. I'm a guy that's a team first person. You know, I'm a guy that you can talk to not only on the field, or you can talk to me off the field. I mean, you go back and ask the Washington players, man, a lot of them always came to me if, you know, they was having personal problems or going through some stuff, man. We'll sit down and talk and, you know, just chat it out like boys, man, like bros. And when you have, I feel like I'm that teammate you can come to talk to on about anything. So, you know, I think that's kind of just my character, man. I'm a caring person, and, you know, I'm a loving guy.
I know you got the NFL Combine on deck, Dylan, and then the draft at the end of April. So right now, where are you training? Who are you training with?
Man, I'm back with my guy. I'm down here in Tampa, Florida, House of Athletes under Yo Murphy. My boy out here getting me right, man. And we're going to be ready, man. We're going to be ready to ball out at the combine. So I'm excited, and I'm ready for it.
Dylan, I know that you're a big fan of Christian McCaffrey, Bijan Robinson. Those are two running backs that you love to watch film on. So I have to ask you, man, it's Super Bowl week, Super Bowl Sunday, San Francisco 49ers, Kansas City Chiefs. You know, the Chiefs also got themselves Isaiah Pacheco, who was a 7th-round running back out of Rutgers, who runs like little beast mode, Marshawn Lynch. I mean, he's fun to watch. So are you going to be tuned in on Sunday, and who are you rooting for?
Man, heck yeah. I'm definitely going to be tuned in, man. I love his running style. He's such a dude, runs hard. He runs like he has a why. And that's what I love, man, that, you know, he's running for somebody. And but I got to root for my boy Chris McCaffrey, because that is my favorite player in the league, and I hate that they took my other boy out, Lamar Jackson. So I got to root against him, but I definitely going to be going for the 49ers. But, man, that Pacheco is a bad man, man.
Absolutely, man. It's always fun watching him. He runs, yeah, with a purpose. He runs angry. But, Dylan, as a running back, I mean, you were pretty blessed, because your O-line there at Washington was pretty stout and probably one of the best in the college football. How much credit do you give to your O-line? Are you making sure you're treating them well during the week, giving some meals out at nice restaurants, making sure they're keeping you looking good?
Look, you go and ask them. Your boy, I always took care of my guys, man. I always took care of my guys. They're freaking awesome, man. And I was, you know, like I said, I was blessed to have them as O-line. And I already knew, like I told people a long time ago when I first got there, for us to be successful, the O-line has to play at a high level. And they did. And, you know, they're all elite. We have some, man, we got some elite guys. I love them to death. We still got a group chat that we still texting. I'm talking about just strictly me and the O-line.
Oh, wow.
So I know some of the skill players be upset about that too. But I got my own group chat with just them and the me and the O-line, and we always texting before the games, you know, just giving them pep talks, you know, just making sure they ready. So they was ready all year. And you see why they won the Joe Moore Air Award, because, you know, they move as one, you know. So it was a blessing to be a part of their journey.
All right, Dylan, what is your message to NFL fans, your family members, all those of you who are going to be following you to the NFL, fans at Mississippi State, at Washington? What can they expect to see from you on Sundays come the fall?
Man, a hardworking guy, a guy that's going to stay ready. A guy that's, you know, not only is going to be a guy you can talk to on the field, but off the field, but a guy that's going to bring the team together. So that's what I'm going to bring to the table, and I'm always be ready for my name to be called.
Well, Dylan, I appreciate your time. Again, a reminder, all those of you who want to look him up on social media, @Dill_7K on Twitter, @Dill_2E on Instagram. Dylan Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, man, I appreciate your time, brother. I'm a big fan of yours on and off the field. I can't wait to see which team drafts you come April. Keep up the good work.
Yes, sir, man. I appreciate you, my guy.
All right, take care and God bless.
Yes, sir.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.